I'm going to do some songs about the morning. Great. The first one's called The Wherefore and the Why. It's by Mr. Gordon Lightfoot. When I awoke this morning, something inside of me told me this would be my day. I heard the morning train, I felt the wind change so many times. I'm on my way. Oh, come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me, my brothers forsake me. Touch me, but can I touch the rain? Then I saw the sun rise above the morning skies like a candy cane delight. I saw the milkman, I saw the businessman, I saw the only road inside. Well, come on, sunshine. Touch the rain. Then I got to thinking, what makes you want to go to know the wherefore and the why? So many times now, Lord, I can't remember now. Is it September or July? Oh, come on, sunshine, what can you show me? My brothers forsake me. The rain can touch me, but can I touch the rain? Then all at once it came to me, I knew the wherefore, and you can see it if you try. It's in the one you love, it's in the stars above. You'll never know the reason why. Well, come on, sunshine, what can you show me? Where can you take me to make me understand? The wind can shake me and my brothers forsake me. The rain can touch me, but can I touch the rain? This one's called A Morning Morgantown. When morning comes to Morgantown, the merchants roll their awnings down. The milk trucks make their morning rounds in morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with the sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young in morning Morgantown. Morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same. We'll find a table in the shade to drink our tea, lemonade, and watch the morning on parade in morning Morgantown. Ladies in their rainbow fashions, colored stop and gold lights flashing, will wink and toad hold Castle, strangers passing in morning Morgantown. Morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same. I'd like to buy you everything, a painted bird with wooden wings, a window full of colored rings, and morning Morgantown. But the only thing I have to give to make you smile, to win you with, are all the mornings still to live in morning Morgantown. Morning Morgantown, buy your dreams a dollar down. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same. Morning any town you name, morning's just the same.
Thank you. An old song. It's called Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Lordy, how they could love. Swore to be true to each other, just as true as the stars above. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. Now Frankie, she was a good gal, as everybody knows. Well, she did all the work around the house, and she pressed her Johnny's clothes. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. Well, Johnny, he was a yellow man with coal black curly hair, and everyone up in St. Louis thought he was a millionaire. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. Well, Frankie went down to the bar room to get her a bottle of beer. And she said, "Hey, Mr. Bartender, has my loving Johnny been here? He is my man, but he's doing me wrong." Well, I ain't gonna tell you no stories, and I ain't gonna tell you no lies. But Johnny left here about an hour ago with a girl named Nellie Bly. He your man, but he's doing you wrong. Well, Frankie went out on Broad Street with a pistol in her hand. She said, "Move aside, you chorus gals, I'm looking for my man. He is my man, but he's doing me wrong." Well, the first time she shot him, he staggered. The second time she shot him, he fell. Third time she shot him, oh lordy, there's a new man's face in hell. She shot her man, 'cause he was doing her wrong. Well, turn me over, doctor, now turn me over slow. I got a bullet in my left hand side, great God, it's hurting me so. I was her man, but I was doing her wrong. It was a rubber-tired buggy, a decorated hack. Took poor Johnny to the graveyard and carried little Frankie back. She shot her man, 'cause he was doing her wrong. Well, it wasn't murder in first degree, and it wasn't murder in third. A woman merely dropped her man like a hunter drops a bird. She shot her man, 'cause he was doing her wrong. Well, the last time I saw Frankie, she was sitting in the electric chair, waiting to go and meet her God with the sweat running down through her hair. She shot her man, 'cause he was doing her wrong. Walked out on Broad Street, and as far as I could see, and all I could hear was a two-string band playing, "Near My God to Thee." She shot her man,
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Lordy, how they could love. Swore to be true to each other, just as true as the stars above. She shot her man, 'cause he was doing her wrong. She shot her man, 'cause he was doing her wrong. Thank you. This one's called For Free. I went shopping today for jewels. While the wind rushed around in the dirty town, and the children let out from the schools, I was standing on a noisy corner, waiting for the walking green. Across the street he stood, and he played so good on his clarinet for free. Now me, I play for fortune, and those velvet curtain calls. I got a black limousine, and two gentlemen escorting the halls. And I'll play if you have the money, or if you're a friend to me. But the one man band by the quick lunch stand, he was playing so good for free. High. They knew he'd never been on their TV, so they passed his music by. Well, I meant to go over and ask for a song, maybe put in some harmony. But I heard his refrain as a signal changed. He was playing so good for free. He was playing so good for free. Thank you. One more? Two more? Okay. Here's another song about in the morning. It's called The Preacher and the Bear. Well, the preacher went out walking. It was on one Sunday morn. Now, of course, it was against his religion, but he took his gun along. Well, he shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear sat down in the middle of the road, just as mean as he could be. And the preacher commenced a shaking, and he climbed up a cinnamon tree. And the bear stood up, and he rolled his eyes, and he shook his ugly head. And the preacher looked up to the skies, and these are the words he said. And these are the words he said. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, deliver Daniel from the lion's den. Deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale. From the fiery furnace, as the good book do declare. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, the bear commenced to climb the tree, and that made the preacher sore. The preacher climbed still higher till he couldn't climb no more. Well, just about then the slim give away and they both come a-tumbling down. And when that preacher began to pray, you could hear him for miles all around. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, deliver Daniel from the lion's den. Deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale. And then the Hebrew turned from the fiery furnace of the good book to declare, well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, they fought all the way down to the river, and it was a terrible fight. That bear was really laying it on, but the preacher, well, he was doing all right. He dragged that beast right down in the water. It was three times in and out. Then the bear got up, and he limped away, and the preacher, he began to shout. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, you deliver Daniel from the lion's den. Deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale. Amen. Now, Lord, it may not seem like much from where you sit up there, but the hardest job I ever done was baptizing that bear. Now, the hardest job I ever done was baptizing that bear. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, you deliver Daniel from the lion's den. Deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale. And then the Hebrew turned from the fiery furnace of the good book to declare, well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. That's the story of the preacher and the bear. Hey. Thank you. This one's called John Henry Bosworth. John Henry Bosworth, late in 68, decided that the time had come to settle his estates. Riots of the summer were creeping into fall, so he packed his family in the car and chose to leave it all. Out on the open road, with his elbow in the breeze, well, he pulled his woman to him and he gave her heart a squeeze with the song he'd been singing. And they waved to the people that they passed, all along the highway they'd been winging, heading for their paradise at last. John Henry Bosworth, family on the farm. Elizabeth is sitting knitting from a ball of yarn. Kool-Aid's in the kitchen and buttons up in his bed. John takes a long pull on his pipe and lays his head way back in the easy chair with a good book in his hands. Close his eyes and thanks the Lord for making him a lucky man with the song he'd been singing. And they wave to the people that they passed, all along highway they'd been winging, heading for their paradise at last. John Henry Bosworth, 1994. The city's dead, the sky's red, there's a knock upon the door. Every piece of scripture and every prayer he prayed had brought him to this moment of this particular day. Well, now open the doors, he cried. Let the brothers and the sisters inside. I got everything to give now. Nothing left to hide with the song he'd been singing. And they waved to the people that they passed, all along the highway they'd been winging, heading for their paradise at last. And I was wondering if you had been to the mountains to look at the valley below. Did you see all the roads tangled down in the valley? Did you know which way they go? Oh, the mountain stream. and only the mountain knows. There's a reason for living way down in the valley, and only the mountain knows. Thank you very much. Y'all enjoy the festival.
Wasn't she great? That was... Her name is Terry Vic Strong. She's from Gainesville. And, well, we're real happy that she was able to play here. I have a reminder for you that I don't know if you all know it. This is the 35th annual Florida Folk Festival. And it's sponsored by the Department of State's Bureau of Florida Folklife in cooperation with the Department of Natural Resources and Parks Service. And that's why you've seen those rangers, those men and women in green walking around directing traffic and everything. Now, the center, the staff is under the direction of a fellow named Darrell Krause, and we want to recognize him this morning. He's to be commended for the wonderful cooperation that we've been experiencing this weekend from those folks. Is Darrell anywhere around here? Well, let's have a big hand for them anyway. Darrell Krause and the Natural Resources Park Service. We can give them credit for the overall care and the grounds here and everything, and also we can really help them a lot by picking up trash and just kind of, you know, watching out, keeping things clean and doing our little part to keep this place to the beautiful place that it is. Well, next we've got a group called the Kelly Clan. Claire and Katie and Peggy and Lee from West Palatka, Florida. I want to personally say that they're real fine, hospitable folks. I stopped by their house one day, and they're just fine people. They're good musicians, too, and we're going to bring them up next. I want to remind you about something that they do that they're real excited about. And I'm sure if you stopped by, they'd have a real fine time. It's the Azalea Festival in Palatka, and it happens every March 19th. And it's kind of like a little miniature version of this, actually. They've got music and storytelling and food and crafts. And the Kellys are, I think, some of the main organizers of this Azalea Festival. That's next March 19th. It's kind of a ways away, but you might want to put it on your calendar. Anyway, the Palatka Azalea Festival. So, without further ado, they've been here 14 years at White Springs. This is their 14th year, I guess. So let's bring them on. The Kelly Clan.
Okay. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Mom and Dad. We'd like to do a few songs, four songs for you this morning. We have one, a New England ballad, murder ballad, and we have a couple of Irish folk songs, and then a spiritual. And we're going to require everybody at this festival to sing along with us on the last song. We're going to hope you help us. It's a lot of fun. First song we'd like to do is called The Ballad of Lizzie Borden. And we hope you all enjoy it. We didn't name one of our daughters Elizabeth because of this song. Elizabeth Borden took an axe and gave her father 40 whacks. And when the job was neatly done, she gave her mama 41. Yesterday in Old Fall River, Mr. Andrew Borden died, and they got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks say she didn't do it, others say of course she did, but they all agree Miss Lizzie B was a problem kind of kid. Oh, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts, not even if it's time to brush the flies. Oh, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. You know how neighbors love to criticize.
Well, she got him on the sofa where he'd gone to take a snooze. And we hope he's gone to heaven
because he wasn't wearing shoes. Lizzie kindly rearranged him with a hatchet, so they say. And then she got her mama in the same old-fashioned way. Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Not even if you're tired of her sweet beans.
Her sweet beans.
No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. You know it'll almost surely cause a scene.
Well, they really kept her hopping on that busy afternoon, with both down and upstairs chopping as she hung the ragtime tune. They really made her hustle, and when all was said and done, she removed her mama's bustle when she wasn't wearing a one.
Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts, and then blame all the damage on the mice.
On the mice.
Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. That kind of thing just isn't very nice.
Well, this wasn't done for pleasure, and it wasn't done for spite,
and it wasn't done because the lady wasn't very bright.
She'd always done the slightest thing that my papa said.
They said, Lizzie, cut it out!
And that's exactly what she did. Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts, and then get dressed and go out for a walk. Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York. Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Shut the door and lock that latchet. Yonder comes Lizzie with a brand new hatchet.
Can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Such a snob, I've heard it said. She met your pa and cut him dead.
Can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Jump like a fish, jump like a porpoise. All join hands in a habeas corpus.
Can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is a far cry from New York.
Thank you.
Good job.
I had trouble hitting the high part on that last part.
It's early yet, Kelly. Irish.
This we're going to feature Katie Kelly. Hi, Katie. She's going to lead us in this song. It's about a fishmonger.
In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, I first met my sunsweet Molly Malone. And she pushed her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her mother and father before. They pushed their wheelbarrows through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She died of the flavor, no one could relate her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Her ghost wheels her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. Well, you know, these girls, thank you very much. These girls have a bus ride every day. And we hear stories about how they've been teased and tormented on the bus. And it's true of all girls. They go through that.
and all boys go through the tormenting and such. And this is a story about the prettiest girl in Dublin and what she had to put through. She was just a fine, handsome lady. We'd like you to learn it. Take it home with you. Enjoy it. It was a devil of a song to learn. I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull me hair, they steal me comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She is a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Paddy Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock at the door and the ring at the bell, saying, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Jeannie Murphy said she'd die if she cannot fellow, cannot get the fellow with a roving eye. Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull me hair, they steal me comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She is a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, let the snow come a-shovelin' from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her mama when she goes home. Let them all come as they will, but it's Paddy Mooney that she loves still. I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull me hair, they steal me comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She is a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull me hair, they steal me comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She is a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?